being concerned about climate change and doing something about it is not just for hippies. It is for all of us. And more people are starting to make changes on a personal and on a societal level. And one person who decided to take matters into her own hands joins us now. It's Safia Qureshi. She's founder and CEO of something called Cup Club, which aims to reduce the waste from single-use takeaway coffee cups. So hi, Safia. First of all, can you tell me how much is actually wasted from these lovely paper cups like the one I've just got from the BBC coffee machine?
I know, I should just take that away from you right now. In the UK, we found actually coffee cups are one in five most polluting items in our city. I know that sounds completely bonkers. And
wow.
It's very difficult to visualize it, but if you think of what we did with plastic bags and how much of a crazy endemic plastic bags were, paper cups are also a very close second. So we found in the UK we consume 2.5 billion paper cups a year.
But they're paper. Surely paper is like biodegradable, it's recyclable, right?
No, none of that, no. So paper cups are not a mono material. Now, any material scientist will tell you that putting together more than one material makes it a very complex product to then deal with later on in the waste stream. So the word paper cups is very misleading because naturally paper is not resilient to water or moisture. I think if it was a true paper cup, it would fall apart in your hand and you'd probably scorch it. So the internal lining of most paper cups is a material called polyethylene, and it counts to between 2 to 5% of the entire material product. So it's essentially two products that are bound together.
And you can't get them apart and you can't recycle them. So what is Cup Club? How have you tried to solve this problem of the paper cup?
So what we developed is a cup, essentially, which is a solid cup. You buy your coffee in the same way that you always do, but we developed return points. So instead of throwing it in a bin, you return it at a drop point that we develop and design.
And then, you know, do you get any money back? What do you do if you give your cup back and don't just bin it or pile them all up at home like all my reusable bags?
Exactly. So you get a deposit that gets returned to you. You get incentives. So we're developing all kinds of incentives.
Or like if you return 10 cups, you can get free coffee or something.
Or reduced coffee. That's something we're negotiating with retailers. Yes, there's definitely a reward that we need to give users for doing the right thing.
So, I mean, I've got this is my own personal reusable cup.
Yes.
It's a lovely shade of grey and green I got from the Roslin Institute in Edinburgh. And so I take this around with me and make my own coffee. But the idea is that you get your cup clean new with your coffee, or
exactly,
cleaned with your coffee, and then you return it and get the deposit back. So it's not like this is something that you take home and own.
Exactly. You do not keep the cup. That's a whole entire model.
And how do you think this is actually going to work? Have people said they'll get on board with this kind of scheme?
So we've trialled it with our first education partner in university at the Royal College of Art, and we did extremely well. We initiated it through students first because they're, again, Generation Y. They've born into a time of crisis, very passionate about getting involved in sustainable products.
So, and drink a lot of coffee.
And drink a lot of coffee to do all of that work. So we did. We had a huge amount of success. And now we're rolling that out to further universities this year. So yes, you'll see a lot
Brilliant.
Of change.
If you can get this kind of scheme to work, so if you can significantly reduce paper cup consumption, what are we talking about in terms of carbon dioxide saved?
Consuming energy into a product that is reused many, many times is a lot more efficient than making products that consume energy and is only used the one time. So by increasing the reusability and the way that you optimize a product means that you're using less energy over its life cycle, which immediately has a massive CO2 output reduction. So we've calculated from a manufacturing perspective that actually 15 paper cups in terms of plastic is the same as one of our cups. So if we then calculated, right, well, our product is reused up to 1,000 times, and we do a little bit of simple maths, we realize that we actually reduce CO2 by half a kg just by transitioning ourselves to a reusable cup. So by simply calculating on a per cup use, we were able to calculate year on year what our CO2 reduction savings would be, which starts to go into the thousands of tons. So it ends up, just in manufacturing terms, 18,000 tons.
What about other things? You know, I go into a high street chain, I buy a salad, and I've got like my little plastic knife and fork, I've got the box that it comes in. Could you do the same thing with all these kind of things?
You could, absolutely. And what I'd like to see is that this actually triggers a whole movement of returnable food boxes, returnable or refillable bottles, so we don't see, you know, all kinds of plastic packaging
on. Egg boxes. I remember just going down the shop with my egg box. What about like a nice
plastic
egg box? You
could do egg boxes. There you go, yeah. Kat. That's a startup idea.
Right, that's mine.
That's yours.
Anyone's listening? Well, I think that's wonderful. What is your future vision for this kind of idea and technology?
My future vision is zero waste. My future vision is enjoying your everyday and being able to do something good without it costing you too much. And like a lot of, you know, the talks that we heard today about climate change, it can be really heavy and it can be quite daunting. And what we wanted to do was develop a product that would align with people's values. Something really simple as making a decision. Do I want it in a more sustainable product than what I currently have? Giving people options.
Thank you very much. That's Safia Qureshi. And thanks to our other guests this week. That's James Dyke, Carissa Lear, Adrian Gleiss, and George Marshall.